online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening at 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, SIPTU wants every meat factory worker in the country to be tested for COVID-19 over the next number of weeks. The Thánaiste warns the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the economy will be a lot worse than had been expected earlier on in the year. The president of the Letterkenny Institute of Technology promises more communication with students and staff as they prepare to reopen their doors at the end of next month. The man accused of murdering Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue has been found guilty of taking part in the armed robbery that led to his death. The jury goes back to consider the murder charge tomorrow. And later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Oisin. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the COVID-19 crisis, and SIPTU wants every meat factory worker in the country to be tested for COVID-19 over the coming weeks. The union, which represents staff working in the sector, met with Meat Industry Ireland this morning to discuss the high numbers of confirmed cases in plants around the country. A fourth meat factory, Carl Cuisine, today suspended production at its facility in Tullamore, County Offaly, amid concern at the spread of the virus in the Midlands. Greg Ennis from SIPTU says there needs to be a national testing programme put in place for all staff working in meat production.
We've done it in the HSE for workers in that industry, and because COVID is so virulent within the meat industry now and has been for some time with 1,450 cases, I think, yes, we do need meat industry plants to be tested and the workers within them, absolutely.
Well, north of the border, there have been 76 new cases of COVID-19 and one new death reported. It's the first death to be reported in Northern Ireland in 27 days. It brings to 557 the total death toll north of the border, 6,140 cases in total confirmed. Driving licences due to expire between March and August this year are to be extended by a further 7 months. Services are operating at reduced capacity because of measures to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The system is also experiencing a spike in demand since resuming operations, so the Department of Transport has pushed out the expiry dates. In addition, the exemption from having a medical report for those aged 70 and over is also being moved out to the end of the year. And the Thánaiste is warning that the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the economy will be a lot worse than had been expected. Leo Varadkar says he had expected a strong recovery later in the year. However, he says that's now very unlikely.
The economic impact is going to be a lot worse than you or I may have thought back in March or April, or even when the government was formed. I back in March or April, if you'd asked me, I would have said that this is going to be a 3-month phenomenon, a single quarter severe hit to the economy, and that we would be in very strong recovery by next year. That now looks less certain.
It's feared that some patients may put off coming forward with COVID symptoms if they're charged for out-of-hours GP consultations. There have been complaints that people have had to pay for the service when a free assessment is available during the week. Dr. Ilona Duffy, a GP in Monaghan, says patients should talk to their local doctors.
You feel that, you shouldn't have been charged. I think that's something to raise with the practice manager and perhaps ring them and say, listen, I didn't believe that I would be charged because I was ringing about a COVID symptom, and therefore, a fee shouldn't apply. And then perhaps the practice manager can go back to you, because all our GP practices have complaints procedures in place now. And I think don't be afraid to kind of say it. You're not going to be treated badly the next time round.
Knock Shrine will be closed for the Feast of the Assumption on August 15th. It's usually the busiest day of the year at the County Mayo Pilgrimage Centre. People are being advised not to travel to Knock, as the shrine and grounds will be closed off to everyone due to COVID-19. Masses will be celebrated online only and strictly behind closed doors. The president of Letterkenny Institute of Technology is promising more communication with students and staff as they prepare to reopen their doors at the end of next month. New guidelines on how third level institutions are to operate into the future have been released. Paul Hannigan says they're confident that it's a good roadmap with which they can move forward. Mr. Hannigan acknowledges the communication could have been better, but says that will change as the reopening gets near.
I know there was some concern last week from the Union of Students of Ireland that there wasn't direct consultation with students around this, but I think that'll be addressed at a local level with each of the institutions. So from our perspective, it's good in terms of giving us the roadmap in terms of how we address this. I think a lot of the work that we were doing anyway is addressed within it, one of the things that gives us confidence in moving forward. And one of the main things that I see in it, and it's probably a failing on my own behalf up to now in terms of dealing with this, is communication, communication, communication. And I think from with our own staff and students, that has to be the priority, and making sure that their health and safety is protected throughout. We had set out back in June, and we communicated this, was that we were going to aim for minimum 50% face-to-face contact. We feel this is really important, particularly for first-year students in terms of building rapport and getting them to settle into college. And at the time, I was very adamant that students shouldn't defer the places when they get them. They should actually come to college, and we do everything we can to build that relationship. And I think that's the norm right across the country. Within these measures as well, that's really very strong in it, because what it's saying is these measures will be in place for the first semester. And as things improve, you know, the regulations might be lessened to some extent and allow more people back on campus. But our objective is to get as many students in face-to-face contact as we can, and then to build on that as we continue through the year.
And that was the president of the Letterkenny Institute of Technology, Paul Hannigan, speaking today on the 9 till noon show. Well, the total number of cases of COVID-19 across the world will reach 20 million this week, according to the World Health Organization. It says the death toll will pass 750,000. John Hopkins University estimates the world is just short of reaching both of those landmarks. Other news, and the man accused of murdering Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue has been found guilty of taking part in the armed robbery that led to his death. Aaron Brady from Cross Madeleine, County Armagh, had denied playing any role in the robbery, claiming he was engaged in illegal fuel laundering at the time. Court's correspondent Frank Graney has more.
During an armed robbery outside Lordship Credit Union in County Louth on January 25th, 2013, Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue was shot in the face from close range. He died instantly. He and his colleague had been tasked with escorting those carrying takings of several credit unions in the area to Dundalk for safe deposit. The robbers made off with €7,000 in cash and assorted cheques. Aaron Brady was today found guilty of taking part in the armed robbery. The prosecution also believes he was the one who shot Detective Donoghue. The jury has been sent home for the night but will return tomorrow morning to resume their deliberations in relation to that capital murder charge. Frank Graney, the Central Criminal Court.
Detectives in Derry are appealing for information following two assaults last night, one at Leckie Road flyover, the other near the Templemore Sports Complex. With more, here's Catherine Gaffney.
Just before 10 to 11 last night, it was reported that a woman in her 30s climbed up on a generator near the Leckie Road flyover. It's believed that a male then pushed the woman from the generator, causing her to fall to the ground. She was taken to hospital for her injuries, which are not believed to be life-threatening. Earlier, just after 8:30 last night, it was reported that a man in his 30s was assaulted by an unknown male outside a sports complex on the Templemore Road area. He was taken to hospital for injuries received following the incident. The suspect is described as being aged in his 30s with auburn hair and was wearing a black coloured tracksuit top with white stripes down the sleeves. Police say their inquiries are continuing in both cases, and they're appealing to anyone who witnessed either incident to contact detectives directly or to use the Crime Stopper service.
One young person died while in care in 2019, while 20 people who died were known to the Tusla Social Work Department or funded services. Of the 21 deaths notified to the National Review Panel, four died by suicide and two by homicide. Since the NRP began operating in 2010, the total number of deaths notified is now 206. It was set up to investigate serious incidents, including the deaths of children in care and known to the Child Protection System. Community centres and facilities across Donegal are to share just over €230,000 under the July stimulus package. It's the highest allocation in this tranche outside the capital and part of a €5 million national package announced today. The funding is being provided under the Community Enhancement Programme. It's additional to €2 million provided earlier this year. The new fund is seeking to stimulate local economies by providing capital grants towards the maintenance, improvement and upkeep of community centres and community buildings. Similar expenditure on other community facilities will also be allowed. More details on our website. Meanwhile, there are big hopes locally that Letterkenny will get a substantial share of money under the Urban Renewal Development Fund. It follows the visit to Donegal last week of the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien. The Cathedral Quarter, Reimagine, the Market Square and the regeneration of Lower Main Street are just some of the projects which are part of the area's submission. Under the fund, money would be made available over a five-year period. The Cathaoirleach of Letterkenny Municipal District, Councillor Donal Coyle, is hopeful that we could see money coming in under these funds by the end of this year.
When the Minister was here, I presented him with a copy of the application for the URDF, that's the Urban Renewal Development Fund, on behalf of the Municipal District. And I'm hoping now that an announcement will be forthcoming before the end of the year that there will be a tranche of money for the first phase announced.
We do know that there's a lot of projects who are waiting eagerly to see if they do get some money. I'm sure, you know, with such a large amount of projects as part of that submission, a lot of money will be needed.
Yeah, listen, look, you're looking at the region of 20 million euro, probably spread over a five-year period, and we'll be hoping that the Minister would make an announcement maybe by the end of this year, you know, of the application that is made for the first tranche of money, which is in the region of between 3 and 4 million.
And a lot of these projects, as we know, are well off the ground, they're underway, but they do really rely on frequent funding injections from various different sources.
Well, that's right, Di, because there's a number of projects there. You have the Cathedral Quarter, which would incorporate the Market Square as well. You have the regeneration of Lower Main Street, the repurposing of the old courthouse, a regional transport hub, and the LK Green Connect walkway and cycleway and urban parkland, connecting the existing historic town centre from the museum down to the public service centre. So there's quite a number of projects in the overall plan.
Councillor Donal Coyle there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. Tourism Ireland and the Abbey Theatre have teamed up to showcase the island of Ireland as a tourism destination. Actors and writers have created theatrical postcards promoting the country. The series of short films also highlights a new digital theatre experience which is available at the Abbey. One of those taking part is Derry Girls star Nicola Coughlan.
Derry is such a friendly city. It's really vibrant. It's about the people there, and it's such a wonderful place to go and to visit. It's quite mad to think now that there's a 30-foot mural featuring my face. I think you come to Ireland, it's such a small place, but there's so much to see and experience and do.
Health and safety concerns have been raised over a major increase in visitors to a secret waterfall in southwest Donegal. The waterfall is off the beaten track in a rural location between Kilcar and Killybegs. It's been attracting a large number of people to the area in recent months. It had been under the radar somewhat, but it's now featured as a pinpoint on Google Maps, and that's enhanced interest in it. Local councillor Niamh Kennedy says the situation there is getting serious.
Definitely a number of issues. One is with people parking on the road, actually on the road, not realising that it is a road. The others is with people parking in people's driveways, blocking people in. Then having to walk down the very narrow road toward the right of way that takes you down to the shore. And then the clamber across the rocks to get to find this waterfall. And then obviously the tide. So there's a number of issues. Now, the council are made aware of it and have been well aware of it now, particularly this year. It's massive this year. I think since it went on Google Maps, it's just gone bananas altogether. So people are just trying to find this morning, noon and night. And there's a few bits and pieces of negotiations starting at the moment, and there's a couple of people have come forward with some suggestions locally that would maybe landowners, etc., that would be willing to help, which is good. Obviously, it's a matter of getting money and where we're going to find the money to do this bit of infrastructure. The unfortunate part of it is that the road is quite high and you're kind of going down into a bank right down from the shore. The vision lines are not good at all from the right-of-way. You couldn't use the original right-of-way as a road down. So there are a lot of problems. Roads are looking at it at the moment, the road section within the council, to see what can be done to alleviate, obviously, the traffic congestion and the pedestrianisation. People are just, somebody is going to have come on a serious accident there some of the days.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, with the new Donegal GA Raven range, including zip-ups, tracksuit bottoms and shorts, available in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past 5 o'clock. We say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with Europa League football, and Derry City will be in Lithuania for the first qualifying round of the competition later this month. The Brandywell side have been drawn against FK Rotorua, with a single-legged behind-closed-doors tie taking place on the 27th of August. Now, the time and venue still have to be confirmed for the match. Derry's last European fixture was against Dynamo Minsk in 2018, where they lost on that occasion 3-2 on aggregate. Elsewhere, Shamrock Rovers are the only Irish club to get a home tie in the first round. The Premier Division leaders will host a Finnish side, Elvis Tapper, with the Tallaght Stadium likely to be the venue if restrictions don't see it move to a neutral venue. Bohemians are away to Hungarian heavyweights Farvar. Dundalk have been drawn at home to Molde of Norway, or Finnish side Cups, in the second round of the Champions League qualifying. They first need to overcome Tishla of Slovenia in the first round. Irish League sides are also involved in European competitions. Keith Cowan, of course, helped Glentoran to win the Irish Cup, and they will be away to Scottish Premiership side Motherwell in the first qualifying round if they come through their preliminary round tie. They must first beat Faroe Islands side Hitchby Torsfed in a one-legged tie on the 20th of August. While Coleraine will face a trip to Maribor of Slovenia if they can get past San Marino's La Fiorita. Well, there's FA Cup action taking place this evening. Finn Harps hosting St Patrick's Athletic in the first round of the Cup. Kick-off at Ballybuffet is at 7.45. It's the second occasion, of course, that these two sides have met over the course of 4 days. Last Friday, St Pat's won the league tie by 2-0. Harps have lost their 3 league games since football returned, and they'll be looking to pick up a first one tonight. Here's former Harps captain Declan Boyle.
A difficult week, obviously with so many games coming in a short space of time as well, and the results haven't gone favourably towards the club. So yeah, this is a big match for everybody, the players and all involved. But it's a cup match, and it's obviously an opportunity to forget about the league for a match, and you can go and obviously bring in fresh legs and give new players or players that haven't got a chance tonight potentially, and it's an opportunity to obviously correct and get a positive result.
Favourites Manchester United continue their Europa League campaign this evening. They face FC Copenhagen in the quarterfinals in Cologne. United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says the competition has proved invaluable this season, particularly for his younger players.
We went into this season knowing that Europa League is a great chance for us, one, to get a trophy, to get far in a tournament, but also to groom a few of the youngsters, and it was perfect for us.
Tonight's other quarterfinal sees Inter faced Bayer Leverkusen in Dusseldorf. On the Gaelic Games front, Tyrone's Ulster and All-Ireland hopes have suffered a blow with the news that Cathal McShane has suffered a setback in his recovery from an ankle injury and is set to miss the championship. His rehabilitation has not gone as well as hoped, and he will not play again this season. GA journalist Declan Bogue isn't surprised.
Yeah, well, I suspect he had bad news a long time ago with that, to be honest, and he's just been waiting for his operation. But Owen Rose and like Patrick there would be very stuck without him. Like, you know, I mean, they would be a club that have come up from junior ranks only in recent times. And no, they would be struggling without him, and he'll be gone for the Inter-County Championship. That's even if it takes place.
Declan Bogue there. And you can hear more from Declan Bogue tonight on the DL Debate as he talks to Brendan Devaney about different championships across the Ulster province. Also on the show will be Peter Campbell and Barry Meehan as they took a look at senior, intermediate and junior championship action here in Donegal over the weekend and what's coming up next weekend. We do, of course, now know the round 3 draw for the senior championship. One of the standout ties will be on Saturday evening as McCool's take on Glenfinn, both sides, of course, winning their opening 2 games. It's a huge derby clash, and Peter Campbell, sports editor of the Donegal Democrat, says it's one to watch this weekend.
On paper, it looks the game of the weekend. And like McCool's they've done very, very well in recent times. And they went to Bundoran before the start of the championship and beat them in the league as well. So, you know, they are on a good run of form. They have a fairly young team this year. But then, I suppose, Oisin Gallen being back and being going so well, and he's doing more than just playing inside. He's coming out the field and setting up scores as well. And like they defeated Ardra. I know Ardra came back at them towards the end. You know, you would expect that there would be two teams that were on a fairly level, you know, standard, and there should not be much between them. You know, if you take, they're probably in the best of the rest, if you know what I mean, along with probably St. Michael's. And I won't be surprised if both of them make the quarterfinals anyway. Even the team that loses on Saturday night, they should be in the reckoning to make the quarterfinal anyway.
Peter Campbell, who will have more on the championship on the DL debate tonight here in Highland just after the 7 o'clock news, and also available on highlandradio.com. To golf, Rory McIlroy is hoping he can find some form in the next few weeks after a disappointing USPGA championship. The former world number one finished 11 shots behind the winner, Colin Morikawa, in San Francisco. With two other majors to play before the end of the year, McIlroy is desperate to get back to his best.
A lot of good and quite a bit of bad. So it's sort of been the same the last few weeks. I haven't deviated from par much. So feel like I'm going, but the wheels are spinning and not really getting too far. So just need to find some traction and get going. And, you know, I've got, you know, some big tournaments coming up to try to do that.
Finally this evening in boxing, Carol Frampton has secured a replacement opponent for this Saturday's fight in London. Scotland's Darren Trainor will now face the former 2-weight world champion. Trainor replaces the Armenian opponent, who was forced to withdraw due to visa issues. The fight will be Frampton's first since beating Tyler McCreary in Las Vegas 9 months ago. And that's it from the sports desk here in Highland for today. I'll have our next bulletin tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Washing. People are being encouraged to take part in a public consultation on the future of Ard's Friary. The iconic amenity on the outskirts of Creasla is situated on a vast site with various proposals as to how some of the land can be utilised into the future. A farmyard at the back of the building is currently not in use. It's hoped that could be developed into a museum commemorating the Capuchin monks who've lived there since 1930. The guardian of Ard's Friary, Father Philip Baxter, is leading out on the consultation.
Very definitely about its evolution. In fact, it's probably more secure now than it has been in a long time, because there is a fairly new community here of ours who are really committed to Ard's and to the Donegal scene. And we're very happy to be able to begin the process of thinking what the future might be and how we might cooperate more effectively with people in making the maximum use, not just of the resources that people have access to now, but all the hidden treasures that are around. I mean, our own sort of basic philosophy of life is one that is meditative or contemplative in direction, and the place is a sacred space here. There's no question at all about that. So that's one of the primary values that we hope to advance in the coming months, years, and into the next decade or whatever. But as well as that, then, while holding on to that commitment to having this as a sacred place, there are a number of other things that are also happening even right now at the present time, and we are decidedly interested in developing that, and maybe developing a museum that would take account of the long-term history since the 17th century of the families that have lived at Ards, as well as the extraordinary history of the Capuchins, because the Capuchins have gone from Ards to places as far away as South Africa, Zambia, New Zealand, Korea, and West America. So none of that at the present time is recorded.
And that was Father Philip from Ard's Friary there. Met Éireann is warning of thunder, lightning and localised flooding this afternoon and tonight. A status yellow thunderstorm warning is in place in Donegal, Tyrone, Derry, Fermanagh and a number of other counties. It's valid in Donegal until 11 tomorrow morning. The warning expires in Tyrone, Derry and Fermanagh at midnight tonight. And the forecast from Met Éireann tells us it'll be cloudy for the rest of this afternoon and evening. Showers or longer spells of rain, with some of them heavy and possibly thundery. Winds light northerly, variable in direction. Further showers for a time tonight, but it will become dry as the night goes on. Mild and humid with patchy mist forming. Lows of 12 to 15 degrees Celsius in light northerly or variable winds. Tomorrow warm and mostly cloudy with a possibility of some isolated showers. Highs of 20 or 21 degrees Celsius. Cooler near coasts as sea breezes develop in otherwise light variable breezes. Looking at the main headlines this evening, SIPTU wants every factory worker in the country to be tested for COVID-19 over the coming weeks. The union, which represents staff working in the sector, met with Meat Industry Ireland today to discuss the high number of confirmed cases in plants around the country. Meanwhile, Carl Cuisine in Tullamore became the fourth meat factory to announce a voluntary closure. 76 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed north of the border today, and the first death in Northern Ireland to be reported in 27 days. Driving licences due to expire between March and August this year are to be extended by 7 months. The Department of Transport confirmed that this evening. And the Tánaiste says the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the economy will be a lot worse than had been expected. Leo Radker says a strong recovery next year is not now likely to happen. We're back with news headlines at 6. Have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 10th of August. The death has occurred of Anne Ramsay, née Gillan, 13, Derg View, Castle Derg. Funeral from her late home on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Castle Derg, with interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Carncorn. Due to government restrictions, the house mass and interment are private to family and close friends. The mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Margaret Quinn, 60, Carnanrea Road, Cloddy, County Derry. Margaret is reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow to St Joseph's Church, Craig Band, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only. The death has taken place in Brentwood, Essex, of Michael Tom, Mick Murray, formerly of Motherly, Drumshambola, County Leitrim, and Drumkeen, County Donegal. Removal of his remains from Dublin Airport to St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, will take place tomorrow, arriving at 6 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Wednesday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the old cemetery, Drumshambo, County Leitrim. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu of desired to Northwest Hospice, care of Hubert McCormick or any family member. The death has taken place of Liam Daly, Bath Terrace Lane, Moville. His remains are reposing at his daughter Lorna and son-in-law John McIntyre's home at Carnegarve, Moville. Liam's funeral mass can be viewed on the Moville Parish webcam tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at movilleparish.com. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are private to family and close friends only. The death has taken place of Desi Drum, 18, Castletown Road, Strabane, and formerly of Stranorder. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to St Vincent de Paul, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, melmountparish.com/webtv.html. In accordance with current restrictions re coronavirus, the house and funeral are private to family only, please. And the sudden death has occurred of Austin McGovern, Drumavish, Crossroads, Killigordon. Requiem Mass will be streamed live on Wednesday morning at 11 on facebook.com/St Patrick's Crossroads. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to family only, please.